Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Vegas, baby, Vegas! Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you ready? Welcome to Las Vegas, baby. We've taken over.
Miss Heyman.
Mr. Vegas. You are Mr. Las Vegas.
I get in every fucking shit. They want me there.
TBV presents a Ring Walk with Danny.
Ring Walk Danny.
Daniel. Owen Bama. Only in America.
Because I fight for the people. I go for you and you and you. All the beautiful kids is here.
We turn a TBV into the hot 9-7 of boxing.
Keep talking from Vegas.
You already know if it's a big fight, I'm pulling up. Chicago, we in here.
Man, man.
From the cotton fields of Alabama to the casinos of Las Vegas. Mama, I made it.
Root dog!
We up early, baby. The grind don't stop. Gilly the Kid ain't gonna be the only one around here doing big shit.
You are now locked
Hi,
in
this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people.
Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
This message is brought to you by SPS
Promotion. BoxingVoice.com.
BoxingWiz.com. BoxingWiz.com.
I'm done with fucking losing. I'm done with trying to learn this week's science. You It's war. It's just straight war.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
As it stands, stop listening to the bullshit until it comes from me.
He's got to come out here and try to take this dude's head off, or we got a rematch on our hands, man.
I hope they can learn from my situation and not give up. Like, stay strong, like.
A man like me don't make no excuses. My boy Chizora said I can win this.
I let the cat out of the bag. He's like, I'm going to whoop Usyk next fight. I'm going to beat him.
Let's go, champ.
I'm going to take away them belts from him.
Get at him, y'all.
And I'm going to reign again to become three-time heavyweight champion of the world.
And the news. Stay hungry. Stay humble.
SDS Promotions.
You know the saying.
Let's go, champ. Where's the
stay
rematch,
hungry.
Champ?
Stay humble.
I'm
humble in defeat. And I'm going to remain humble in victory. This is it, right? I just wanted to put on a great boxing masterclass and also show the sweet science of this lovely sport. Man, the first time was so nice, I had to do it twice.
But I'm prepared to the best of my capability and I pray that I get a win. Look at him, I love Mike Tyson, how he came into the game. Obviously, a different kind of vibe. You know what I mean? It takes a crazy man to want to fight, you know what I mean, day in, day out. It's a hardcore sport, as you said, no silk sheets.
Ain't no other sight in the game to see the boxing boys. I took my L, and I bounced back.
He's an animal. He's a different breed of person. He's not like us.
Why is he ducking George Foreman? He's already a tramp. He ain't no champ. Around here jiving, making a business out of it. I'm a champion. I fight everybody every month. All of them. All done.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
I kept telling him he had no punch. He couldn't hit. He's swinging like a sissy. He's missing. Let me see your box. I hadn't started dancing yet.
He talks too much. He's ugly. He's pretending. I'm the true champion. And they make me the underdog. I'm going to show them all their own.
Muhammad Ali didn't have a lot of muscles. He wasn't all that strong. This man's presence. You could hit him where you hit everyone else. But he was not willing to fall. He was not willing to be counted out.
I haven't convinced these suckers yet. I destroyed George Foreman. I destroyed Joe Frazier.
Because I'm the champion. I'm the real champion. There'll never be one like me.
Fast. Last night I cut the light off in my bedroom. Hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
I'm a bad man.
I told you I'm the real champion. I told you I'm the champion of the world. All of it all. All of my critics call. All you suckers who write the Rain magazine.
I'm going to prove I'm the greatest. I'm going to prove to you I'm the greatest. We're going to prove to the world I'm the greatest. This is my last fight. I don't want none of you to miss it.
No special training. Just be at the fight. I'm ready to back up everything I'm saying. And I'm through talking.
SDS Promotion.
I took up the world.
What up? We back.
Look at that dry ass intro. Oh man, what up, champ?
What up? We back.
We back.
Luis Armento Lopez in the ring, age 29, defending the IBF strappy versus Mick Conlon. We'll see what goes down.
Main event of the evening over there in Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 126-pound featherweight attraction. 12 rounds or less. And Venado Lopez being announced in the ring as we speak.
This main event took 2 hours.
Yeah, they tripping.
Past the Coleman event time, they are out of control.
I mean, it was an hour.
1 hour for me is two. My hours.
Actually, it was like 1:20 for sure. 1.5 hours.
There you go. I believe the boxing ability of Conlon is going to show up in this fight. I believe Bernardo Lopez is way too
wide.
He does have K. Caroma in his corner.
Mick Conlon instantly with a jab to the body in that southpaw stance.
And the straight left lands as well to the body.
Bernardo Lopez in the orthodox stance tries the uppercut, nearly lands it.
Mm.
Lands that overhand left.
Damn, that left hook almost landed for Conlon. He definitely got to be careful.
Yeah, I think Conlon needs to box, not get into Venado's fight.
How long can he keep him at the end, though? And he's looking like he boxing but punching, though. That left hook that he threw himself had a lot of torque on it. Good straight left to the body there by Conlon. Ooh.
Nice left jab. Hook to the body by Venado.
Mm.
Left to the body by Conlon.
Ooh, good left hook to up top from Bernardo. But he's going to have to sell out.
Conlon landing that straight left to the body.
In order to cut some of that distance, he's going to have to take some fire.
One thing with Bernardo, I feel like he's either too wild or too stationary when he throws his punches. Like, he'll either throw them wild or he'll load up.
No, he loads up on everything. But obviously the pressure in there is different from on the outside. See, because on the outside you're just thinking, you know, box and move. But obviously Conlon is not moving like that. But he's trying to fire back with the left. He's answering with his own left. He's trying to fight fire with fire, but that could get him in trouble. For those that pick, uppercut lands from Bernardo as Conlon tried to initiate a clinch. But for those that pick decision, that could be a bit nerve-wracking. Again, Conlon invests into the body, and I'm loving that straight left to the body. If he can continue to do that, we'll slow Bernardo down. I picked against Lopez. I seen some of his sparring and wasn't impressed. I made it clear that that was one day, so, you know, I could have just seen a bad day. But
30 seconds left in the first round.
I just look at it like Conlon is the boxer. And he should be able to do this if he just does it right. Which, so far, good right hook. Damn. Beautiful right hook by Conlon. Oof. Bernardo answering back with his own back left hook. Conlon trying to let Bernardo Lopez know that these body shots will rain on him as he throws a 6 and 7. Oh, nice back left hook lands for Conlon.
And another one, uppercut right hook for Conlon. And that is the end of round number one.
Mm. Good round for Conlon. Let me break out my scorecard. I'm going to have to get that round to Conlon and
Yo,
score.
Shout out to Conlon for his promotion. Got the Conlon boxing on the corner. In the corner, so shout out to him. And just want to remind everybody and let everybody know that we will be live following this fight for the Lee Wood versus Mauricio Lara.
Yep. But we're not giving out the autographed glove until the Anthony Juice Young fight versus Alexis Rocha.
And since it's already took place, I just want to say good pick. You know, Terry Harper did win by decision. We gave that bet on the betting show. Mm-hmm. So, specifically by decision. So,
that's right.
Shout out to us and to everybody who tuned in and made some money with us. Round number two is underway. Mick Conlon in the black and gold trunks from the southpaw stands. Bernardo with the blue and white. I'm sorry, with the red and white in the orthodox stance.
So I gave Conlon round one, obviously, but good back and forth round. I just like the work of Conlon. Definitely invested to the body. Definitely used his jab, but looks here like Bernardo is stepping up the pace just like, a little bit. Specifically with that right hand, as you can see.
Good. movement.
And Conlon, instead of boxing, trying to answer fire with fire, I feel like I see his punches just winding up with more velocity instead of just getting on that jab and using some pivots. He's obviously the more athletic fighter.
Ooh, nice right uppercut to the body by Venado. Gets countered by Conlon, though. Tries a double hook uppercut, misses on two of the three
big
shots.
Big fight for Top Rank as they brought all the big wigs. Bob's in there in the stands with the wife. And, good. Lunging right hand, left hand by Venado. And this is what you can't account for, that awkward style that he brings. But Conlon answering back with some nice uppercuts.
And they fighting in the phone.
Yeah, they
booth.
Know. Conlon is here to fight, and that's what I'm saying. He could make this easier if
he really
boxed.
Working that body, though. I ain't going to lie.
He is. Sounds like someone sent him a tip the way he's investing downstairs.
Ooh,
oh,
nice
big
right
hook. Damn, he going to stop him. He better not stop him. We went decision. Because that right hook's landing with some freaking torque, man. Bernardo cannot allow those left hooks, the right hooks to land
minute,
like that.
Minute left in the second.
Timestamp 51, 49, 48, round two. 12-round fight here on Top Rank. Salute to Shiny Suit Cinematic. Became a prospect, upgraded to the contender. Good jab by Conlon from the southpaw stance. But Venado lunges in with a left hand and snaps the neck back of Conlon. He's already gassing Danny.
Yeah, he got stamina issues.
He's already gassing Danny.
And Conlon
Damn,
on the ropes.
Is it going to be a knockout? Look, hand. What is this? That's an ESPN issue.
They've been having technical issues all stream. Experiencing technical difficulties. We'll get this fixed ASAP.
Oh, man. In the middle of the fight, they tweaking with that. Now everybody going to score that for their favorite fighter without watching.
Damn, and that was coming the end of the second, so hopefully we're back.
Damn, I hope he lasts, bro. He already getting tired.
Sam Eggington with a knockout.
That's crazy. I didn't know he would do it, but I questioned Pickford because he never fought nobody.
Well, yeah, wow. Sam Eggington with a knockout.
Knocked out Pickford. Pickford never stepped up. People don't like to value stepping up. They value he knocking people out. So.
Yo, ESPN tripping.
Nah, it's bad.
Okay, here we go. Round number three underway.
They took a whole round from us, so we don't know what the fuck happened there.
I mean, they took like 50 seconds from us.
I mean, I needed that. I really didn't have a winner.
I hear you.
Venado was doing better with his right hand. I don't have a winner for that round because of that, honestly.
Round number three, though, 2 minute 35-second mark of round three. Mick Conlon versus Venado Lopez.
Venado's style
IBF featherweight title on the line.
So weird, his style. Like, he's literally, like, putting his hands on his thighs and winding up, telegraphing. Conlon needs to use his legs, man.
Yeah, no. Conlon, I feel like, could outbox Venado.
Hell yeah.
So, feel like he kind of trying to do a mixture of both, a bit of boxing and fighting.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. That's when you get caught because you stand in that pocket too long. Good body work there by Venado. Look at these shots, yo. He's so funny the way he throws punches, bro.
nice straight left to the body by Mick. Right hook to the body by Mick. Right hook, left uppercut by Mick. Left hook by Mick. Halfway through round three.
Man. Yeah, man. I mean, Conlon should get this easy on decision, man. If he just gets disciplined. He's not disciplined enough for me. I'm going to be real. He's making it a fight every now and then. Oh, good back left hook, but then he got countered with two uppercuts.
He hurt. Conlon is hurt.
Oh,
but
man.
But now the right hook, over. Left hand. Oh, shit, right uppercut. Minute left in the third.
Bro.
Mick Conlon's hurt, champ.
Bro, he got a whole minute to go. Yes,
he's holding.
Oh, my God, he couldn't even stay holding. He better grab.
Okay, is he catching?
He's not. No. He's not. He's still there, bro. He needs to move. Oh, my God, he's getting hit so much.
He about to get stopped. He don't fucking do something.
Yo, Fernando is sneaking in so many uppercuts.
Ooh, left hook, right uppercut.
Big left hook by Lopez.
Conlon with the straight left.
Bro, the crowd telling him, come forward. Who's that, Peter Fury in the corner? Oh, shit, that's Peter, right?
Is it?
Yelling instructions with the white hair?
They telling him don't come forward. I feel like they telling his ass to box.
Oh, my God, big left hook by Lopez. Wow, he made it out the round. Damn.
What a round by Venado.
Right there, he got countered, bro. He landed such a good back left hook and got countered with two uppercuts. Then it just kept raining on him.
Yeah, it was two clean ones that hurt him. It was like a right uppercut.
Yo, look at Lopez's technique, bro. He is like, he's here off of sheer will. Like, look at these punches. They're not even traditional.
No technique.
Look at this. He's getting it done with that.
Yo, shout out to the ref for letting him continue, because a lot of those shots did miss.
Bro. Damn. Conlon, that shit fucking slowed down the computer.
He looks to have kind of got his rhythm back a bit.
He better box, man. Hope he learned his lesson. No, you gotta give Lopez that he's dangerous. Then he's awkward, bro. You don't see those punches till you got hit.
See right there, throwing the jab. That's what you need to do, jab. Stick and move, stick and move. See, he's staying too long there. He need to stick and move. Ooh, Venado with a nice overhand left.
Damn, man. He's finding a home for that shit.
Conlon with the clinch. Two minutes and 12 seconds left in round number four.
He is funny, this Lopez guy. The way he got... You see how he just jumped in?
Ooh,
good
nice
body work. Oh, my God. He got countered by an uppercut.
And it's that chin, bro. Because even when he got caught with the last uppercut, he had landed a beautiful hook.
Bro, Venando actually got good accuracy, man. Lopez got good accuracy, bro. He's landing a lot of these shots. Even when Conlon is trying to be defensive by pulling out.
Conlon was orthodox momentarily, back southpaw now.
And Lopez just smiling after eating a big shot from Conlon.
Ref had to step in, separate both guys as they
Conlon
were clinched
going, Conlon the going for it. He said, fuck it, man. Win or lose, I'm about to put it on the line. Everything he throwing got power outside of the jab. Oh.
And Conlon ends up on the canvas.
He took a front leg takedown.
Yeah, it seemed feet got tangled there.
Ooh, good body shot by Lopez. Oh, beautiful backhand hook by Conlon. Lopez just answers all the time, though. Good straight right by Lopez and Top Rank's feed ruined again. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and help us get to our next goal of 1 million subscribers.
Yo, and if everybody watching right now, go on Twitter and voice your opinion on the stream.
You mean to Top Rank?
I mean to Top Rank ESPN. Like, bro, this not cool. Some of us, we only pay the money to for boxing, not for other sports.
Like me.
You know what I mean? So.
So I only use it once a week. Or rather, per schedule permitting. Alrighty then. Yeah. I'm going to go get a little something out the refrigerator since we on a break.
Danny. All right, champ. It's all good. Do your thing. Yo, we might as well get a pot of coffee going, champ. Oh, man. I mean, you got the AC set to 85, champ. How could you not expect it to be hot? You feel me? But, yeah, man, we experiencing technical difficulties over here on ESPN+. Plus. It is what it is. I think we back. We back. All right, we back, baby. Shout out to Top Rank and ESPN. So we are in between rounds. Mick Conlon receiving instruction right now. Round number 5 underway. Conlon coming out with a double jab to the face of another sweeping left hook. Conlon shooting that jab now. And we have another clinch. See if and the ref steps in, breaks that up. It's going to be a long night. We got 7.5 rounds to go. So, ooh, nice straight right there by Venado Lopez. Conlon pivoting, trying to avoid those shots. Yo, Lopez so damn wild, man. I mean... You don't, nah, it's cool. Bring me another water then. Hey, yeah, I'll take some, champ. You know, they say when you drink coffee in the summer, it actually helps you cool down because you raising your body temperature, so you actually getting used to the heat. You feel me? Ooh, beautiful right hook by Mick Conlon. And Venado, see, oh, uppercut sends Conlon to the canvas. The towel comes in. The fight is over. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's over. He knocked him out.
Bro, you just said.
Bro, he knocked him out. Towel came in.
Damn.
He landed the uppie, and he dropped him.
Bro.
I know. That was not cool. Obviously, for Mick Conlon and his team.
Bro, I'm such a fucking punk, man. I knew it. Then I all on the betting show, I said, Conlon's chinny.
You just say he's chinny.
Fuck!
He was in everything?
Pretty much, bro. You kidding me?
I feel like we had some where it was no Conlon. It was Terry Harper, Catterall, and then, like, the Wood-Lara main event. We didn't have one like that. I felt like we did, champ. Damn. Damn.
He did it again.
Well, that's it on ESPN+. Plus. At least the stream came back before the fight was over, right?
I guess.
Because that was pretty whack.
Bro, that's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah, that was a nice uppercut. Both times the uppercuts were got Conlon.
Well, all right, ladies and gents, catch us on the next one for Laura versus Wood.
About 15, 20 minutes.
Peace.
Adios.
Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that humbled fog feeling.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? We choose freedom. The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win.
I'ma keep running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Paid for by Harris for President.